Hello, and thank you for coming on here again to listen to another episode of Winning with God. I hope you're doing well wherever it is that you are listening from today, and that the word of our God is working in your life. You know, I have to use the word of God every single day, every single moment of my life as well, because it's in utilizing the word of God that we experience God's power in our lives. His mercies are new every morning. His grace is sufficient unto us. So the key thing there is that we have to learn and study the word of God so that we are able in turn to address the situations that we experience or find ourselves in. Even when we experience sorrowful events, even when we experience joyful events, even when things are going excellently well, when things are not going as well as we thought they would, when things are kind of picking up, no matter the stage of life that you are in right now, guess what? There is a God who loves you unconditionally, who cares about you, who thinks about you. The Bible says that his thoughts for you, they are thoughts of good and not of evil. Can you imagine? This Almighty God, his thoughts for you are thoughts of good and not of evil. Praise God, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. To give you an expected end. To give you another translation, the NKJV. That's the New King James Version. I'm just quoting from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. The scripture says, "For I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord. It's thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." This is amazing. So no matter the time that you're listening to this, in the day, at night, not on the same day that it's posted, it is fine. God's words are yea and amen. And he thinks good thoughts towards you. Praise the Lord. He thinks good thoughts towards you. Let's just read Psalm 23 together. I don't know if you know this psalm, but if you don't know it, it's a psalm that Christians say David was the one who wrote about the Lord, describing him to be his shepherd, his caretaker, his provider, the one who protects him even when he goes through darkness, even when he goes through, let's read it and then we would explain it. You know, God thinks good thoughts for you. You must know it, you must believe it, you must confess it, you must walk like it, that you know that your God thinks good thoughts towards you. The scripture says in Psalm 23, I am reading the King James Version. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Then he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. So surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So this is David here just telling the Lord, explaining, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God is the one who makes me lie down in green pastures, in abundance. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. Praise the Lord. God is the one that is leading you beside the still waters in quietness, and confidence will be your strength. Praise the Lord. Because your God is leading you. He's leading you beside the still waters. Praise God. I want you to say that with me. Say, God, you're leading me beside the still waters. You are my shepherd. You are my shepherd. Praise the Lord. And I believe that even today, you are the one leading me. Praise God. We all, I don't know what part of the world you're listening from today, but you see, when a shepherd is leading the sheep, praise the Lord, the shepherd takes care of the sheep, ensuring that the sheep lacks nothing. Praise God. So God is the one leading you. He's going to restore your soul. He leads you in the path of righteousness. Praise God. He leads you in the path of righteousness. He's going to restore everything you lost. And it's not for any reason other than for his name's sake. The glory goes to him. And all this amazing restoration has happened in your life. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It means no matter what you go through, even when David described it as even when he walks through the valley of the shadow of death, even though he may go through some fearful experiences and challenges, he says he knows that God is with him. God's rod and staff comfort him. Are you aware that you are comforted by God's rod? That's what a shepherd will use when obviously walking the sheep and taking care of the sheep to guide them, protect them from predators. So God is using his rod and his staff. That was what David described it as. Today we know we have the Holy Spirit that God uses as an inner witness. We have his word. The scripture says his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, showing us what to do, telling us what to do, where to go. Praise God. He says, your rod and staff, they comfort me. Praise the Lord. It says, you prepare a table before me. I'm just seated. If I was standing, I will be jumping now, because I love when I read this message or this scripture, or meditate on it. God prepares a table. My eyes just, or my inner man just sees a table like a bouquet, a banquet. Praise the Lord. And you just, you have so much different types of food, meals that you can eat from. Praise the Lord. If you go for, if you attend a feast and you have like different meals, like different tribes, you know, you have a lot to choose from. David is describing that God prepares a table before him in the presence. So his enemies are amazed that despite the challenges they threw at him, he did not fall. Instead, God delivered him. God beautifies, anoints his head with oil. The oil, his cup is running over. The anointing upon his life, God has beautified him with his oil, his presence. So that presence protects him from danger. Today, we don't physically have the oil from the Lord directly, but we have his anointing, and his anointing upon us keeps us from danger, keeps us from the enemy. Praise the Lord. He says, surely your goodness and your mercy will follow me all the days of my life. David was thanking God in advance that he believed in him so much that he knew that God's goodness, God's path, God's relationship in the past already told him about how the future looked like, or what it looked like, or what he should expect. The relationship I have had with God and his faithfulness in my life should assure me that tomorrow is bright, tomorrow is good, today is protected, and tomorrow is certain. Praise the Lord. I mean that as long as it's not at time to go see the Lord and we are on this earth, that tomorrow with the Lord, we are on the winning side. Praise God. we are on the winning side. Hallelujah. God is going to take care of us. God is going to give us his wisdom. And guess the commitment that David said. It says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So I'm not just here asking and asking and asking and saying, God, you're my shepherd. I know, you know, I'm not just teasing God with all these sweet words. No, I'm making a commitment to my Father that I would dwell in his house forever and ever. Can we make that commitment to God together? Say, God, I will dwell in your house forever, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I thank you because your oil is upon my life to shield me from the enemy, and I will dwell in your house forever. I thank you for joining me today. Once again, I want to invite you to join me if you have come out of a situation that was so painful. Maybe you experienced grief or losses and you triumph over them. I want you to come and share your testimony. Come and let others know how God helped you. What strategies did you use? You know, what pillar of support did you get from the government, from people, institutions? Believe me, there are so many avenues to get help from. But someone in your society, in your community, might not know about that information. So you coming on here and sharing that will encourage someone else to know about how you got into a new community, how you got a job. It might look simple to you, but to someone else, that might be the miracle they are looking for today. Send me a message. And apart from sending me a message, you can send me a recorded voice note. Praise the Lord. Send me a recorded voice note. And also you can send me an email to talkshowdealingwithpain. All small letters, talkshowdealingwithpain@gmail.com. And if you want to share a testimony of how these podcast messages have blessed you, you can send an email to contactwinningwithgod@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until then, keep living in an atmosphere of miracles. Keep experiencing the touch of God and share that beautiful story of yours. Let someone else get inspired today. Until I come your way next week, have a beautiful day. Take care, goodbye, and God bless you. Thank you.